Why did Lucifer fall? The importance God gives to humans. When he, God, brings the first begotten, that was Adam, into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." That is in Hebrews 1:6. 1 Corinthians 6:3 says, "Don't you know that we shall judge angels?" Now this is a word to the wise. I quote from apocryphal books, which are not included in the Bible, as their origin is not as reliable as the Bible itself. See what you think and if it makes sense to you. The fall of Lucifer. The conversation between Adam and Satan, taken from the apocryphal book, Adam and Eve. "And with a heavy sigh the devil spoke, 'Oh, Adam, all my hostility, envy, and sorrow is for you, since it is for you that I have been expelled from my glory, which I possessed in the heavens, in the midst of the angels, and for you was I cast out in the earth.'" When God blew into you the breath of life and your face and likeness was made in the image of God, Michael also brought you and made us worship you in the sight of God. And God the Lord spoke, "Here is Adam. I have made you in our image and likeness." And Michael himself worshipped first. Then he called me and said, "Worship the image of God the Lord." And I answered, "I have no need to worship Adam. I will not worship an inferior and younger being than I. I am a senior in the creation, and before he was made, was I already made. It is his duty to worship me." Now when the angels who were under me heard this, they refused to worship him. And Michael said, "Worship the image of God, but if you will not worship him, the Lord God will be wroth with you." And I said, "If he be wroth with me, I will set my seat above the stars of heaven, and I will be like the highest." The prophet Isaiah writes, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you had said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will be like the Most High.'" Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 16. "And God the Lord was wroth with me and banished me and my angels from our glory. And straight away we were overcome with grief, since we had been spoiled of so great glory, and we were grieved. And when we saw you in such joy and luxury, and with guile I cheated your wife and caused you to be expelled through her doing from your joy and luxury, as I have been driven out of my glory.'" So then Adam stands up against the devil. And when Adam heard the devil say this, he cried out and wept and spoke, "O Lord, my God, my life is in your hand. Banish this adversary far from me, who seeks to destroy my soul, and give me his glory, which he himself has lost." And at that moment, the devil vanished before him. From all we gather, before the flood, animals could speak and communicate with mankind, else Eve would most likely have lost it and run a mile from the snake as fast as she could. This is from the book of Adam 44:17, 2 BC and 4. Eve warning her children. "Lucifer said to the serpent, 'Be a sheath to me, and I will speak to the woman through your mouth. Arise.' And the devil slipped inside the serpent, and the devil replied to me and told me through the mouth of the serpent, 'Do you eat the fruit of every tree?'" And then in Genesis 3:14 it says, "And God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, on your belly you shall go.'" Does the story of the snake have scientific proof? This is as quoted by Life Science on February 10, 2011. Fossils found in Lebanon are from an era where the snake had not lost her rear legs. Scientists have only a handful of specimens that illustrate from ancient lizard to limbless snake. Snakes had the remains of rudimentary limbs. So pride changed angels into devils, and humility changed man into angels, says Saint Augustine. Lucifer is named after what he once was, a light bearer. After his rebellion, he became his own opposite, a spreader of evil and darkness, also known as the devil, Satan, accuser of the saints, the old serpent, the father of lies, murderer, etc., etc. Revelation 12:9 and John 8:44. The prophet Ezekiel writes, "You have been in Eden, in the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes was prepared in you the day that you were created. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you. Because your heart was lifted up, I will cast you to the ground." Tabrets and pipes are musical instruments. Music was embedded in Lucifer when he was created. He must have produced some beautiful music. But because he became a spreader of evil and darkness, for this reason, a lot of especially modern music that is dedicated to him is dark and evil. For instance, we have black metal, we have soul music for the damned, we have Nunslaughter, Cradle of Filth, Suicide, etc. Now the devil has been the power behind many a throne. That is why he could offer Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. Satan could not have offered all the kingdoms if he did not own them. The devil shows Jesus all the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them and says to him, "All these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me." Matthew 4, 8 and 9. It makes it very clear in Revelation 12 where the devil is seen as a dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns. The 7 heads represent the 7 leading world empires that dominated the Middle East. 1. Egypt, 2. Assyria, 3. Babylon, 4. Medo-Persia, 5. Greece, 6. Rome, and 7th is the head with the 10 horns, the soon-to-come New World Order with the 10 political economic regions. Seeing that the 7 heads are part of the dragon's body, it shows that he is the power behind the thrones. Back to Adam's prayer. There is a similar account of Adam's prayer in the book of Adam, paragraph 17, verse 1. When Adam heard that, he cried out with a loud voice and says, "Lord, my life is in your hand. Make this enemy distant from me, who desires to lead me astray and seeks to destroy my race." Satan has been trying to lead mankind astray through every possible means: lust for power, lies in the media, education, satanic music, criminal video games, etc. None of us are stronger to withstand the lies that Satan throws at us through the media and the demons he releases through video gaming. He seeks to destroy with wars, sicknesses, murder, cancer-causing junk foods, suicide. He destroys human values and principles with greed, money, power, loans, financial markets, corruption, debts, and the love of money, etc. You name it. Now, why the image in Revelation 13? From the present, we go to the nearby future, and we take a look at the midpoint of the last 7 years. As we learned, the image of the beast is most likely an AI computerized robot in the likeness of the Antichrist, the leader of the New World Order. The false prophet will command demons to possess the image, which then becomes an oracle for Satan and the demons demanding our worship or be killed. It's like Lucifer's ultimate revenge on mankind. Taking the apocryphal writings at face value, we see that Lucifer refuses to worship man, the image or a lookalike of God, but then he turns around and forces man to worship a talking puppet, the image or lookalike of his Satan-possessed Antichrist. He hates man, and seeing that man was his downfall, he wants to see man grovel before his image, because he himself refused to worship God's image, man. So he forces man to do what he himself refused to do, and guess what? Mankind, intelligent us, falls for it, a talking puppet that gives us the death sentence if we don't worship it, it says in Revelation 13:15. The unholy Trinity. How ignorant can we become when we put away the knowledge of God from among us? All the devil is able to do is duplicate God. As he has zero originality, he wants to be like God and even copies the Trinity. Satan as the unholy Father, the Antichrist as the unholy Son, and quote-unquote Savior of the world. Okay, and then we have the false prophet as the unholy Holy Spirit. And their glorious creation? A talking AI mechanical puppet. Again, a fake and cheap counterfeit of God's crowning creation, man. 7 years is the length of his tenure. And once our hearts are sorted and he has separated the wheat from the chaff, then the Lord will return in Matthew 13, 24 through 40. And please read, when will it happen? So at the site of johanpeters.in, you'll find 65 plus pamphlets like these on Noah's Ark, black holes, giants, salvation, Jesus in other religions. You can choose from 9 books and everything is 100% free. No cookies or no info requests, so you can pass it on.